This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably. What's up, Hot Breathiverse? Welcome to the Hot Breath Podcast, your weekly guide to comedy mastery. Thank you to everyone that has been sharing this show and also reaching out to the guests and letting them know how awesome their episodes were. It is my favorite to not only connect with you, but then also hearing of guests who are connecting with you as well. It always means so much when we see this community, aka the Hot Breathiverse, growing. That's how the word spreads.
Hot breath.
One guest hears all these feedbacks from listeners, then they're going to be more likely to refer us to get more guests. So that's how we do. This episode does not have a guest unless you count my dog Guinness sitting on my lap. I'm in his Here Comes Santa Paws shirt. I made a shirt with my dog's face on it, and it is for sale for the holidays. Here Comes Santa Paws. Go to hotbreathpodcast.com to check it out, or joelbyerscomedy.com. But this is a Type 5 podcast. The holidays are here. It's Thanksgiving week. I know you're going to be busy, so I just want to give you one valuable piece of comedy gold to take with you through the holiday season. I do first have to say shout out to J Live Overdrive, a Birmingham comic, just joined the headliner level of our Patreon. If you have not seen our Patreon and what is going on over there, I just released a comedy special on there. I just released a private writing workshop I did while up in South Bend, Indiana, headlining the Drop Comedy Club. There's a lot of additional and super valuable content going on over there. So it's linked in the show notes along with the t-shirt link. And there's Hot Breath merch as well if you're interested in that. But go check it out. You got nothing to lose. You know, I have an open mic feature, host, and headliner level on the Patreon. But it's all just a more intimate opportunity to connect and provide even more valuable content and just to help you with your comedy in a more personal level. So at least go check it out, see what's going on. And this episode is all about how to stay productive during the holidays. And this is just a quick Type 5 podcast. I don't want to take up too much of your holiday travels. I know there's plenty of other episodes you can catch up on if you haven't listen to all of them yet. I'm sorry, my dog Guinness is trying to get on the microphone. But my favorite tip for the holidays, because we can all get lost in the sauce of wanting to write all the time and wanting always have to be doing. But it's important, and I learned this from Noah Gardenschwartz, who is a writer on Mrs. Maisel now as well. And he's been on Conan and James Corden and all that jazz. But his thing was to you don't always have to be writing. A comedian's job is to just be paying attention. So for these holidays, specifically Thanksgiving, since that's the week of this release, definitely don't beat yourself up. I'm not going to tell you, oh, you got to perform, you better be on stage, or you better be writing. No, this is a fun time as we get around friends and family to just be paying attention. Most specifically, paying attention to how people are being funny, and more importantly, how you are being funny. A big tip that helped my comedy early on was from Clayton English, who said he finds a lot of material in just his everyday conversations, because when he's talking to someone, he's always paying attention to how he's being funny. Is it a face he made? Is it how he said something? Is it the context? Is it the timing? Just when you're around your friends and family for Thanksgiving, don't put the pressure on yourself to, I got to write an hour a day, or I should have some new Thanksgiving jokes. Really, just be paying attention. The job of a comedian is just to be paying attention. Don't always be looking for jokes, but just be paying attention. Your family can also inform your own sense of humor. So if there is like a funny uncle or something that you kind of naturally gravitate towards, maybe spend a few extra minutes talking to him, just to try to absorb his funny mannerisms and maybe how you can adapt them into your own comedy. Or when you are making other people laugh, however big or small, you know, I mean, I'm not necessarily, the funny guy at family gatherings. My family did, at one Father's Day gathering, make me get up in front of the entire family and do a 5-minute set. I was just standing in front of the fireplace in front of like 15 family members who all know me. And they made me do my stand-up because my granny said so, and she's the matriarch. So I was just up there in front of my family, just literally just reciting material, not even doing crowd work, just reciting material, which was very polite laughter, I will say. They were almost smiling like, oh, look, he is a comedian. Look at him up there. He's trying. We'll politely smile and ha 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 ha. So, needless to say, that gig did not pay in anything but carbs. So, still working for carbs, it turns out. That's comedy. Comedy and carbs. Right, Guinness? What do you have to say about that? Oh, he squealed. Sorry. Anyway, all that being said, just pay attention to how you're being funny. You can make note of it if you want, but just pay attention to what you're saying or how you're saying it. There's a lot that we can learn just from everyday conversations, and the holidays are a premium opportunity to do this. Take away all the pressure. Don't worry about what you aren't doing. Just focus on being in the moment, listening to other people, and really connecting with them. We can learn from every conversation. And the holidays are a very easy and fun way to have multiple conversations in one day when you're around friends and family. So just enjoy the moment. Appreciate where you are and just the overall energy, and just really be mindful over this Thanksgiving break. All right, kids? I find that to be helpful. And this isn't me trying to tell you what to do. This is also like a reminder to myself that when I do get into the Thanksgiving environment, to appreciate the moments, to be more just open and just have fun. Enjoy this moment, because we only get so many holidays in our lives. So make sure you really relish it and not get so lost up in, oh, is that material there? Oh, is there material there? Oh, look, they burnt the cornbread. Is that a joke? Just appreciate it and just let the funny come to you over this Thanksgiving break. I think that's a good tagline. Let the funny come to you. A lot of you have said you enjoy these shorter podcasts, and I do appreciate all your feedback on the Road Trip Tips series. I'm glad it's been helping so many of you out there. If you haven't already, definitely subscribe to our YouTube. We've got great videos going on up there. Definitely check out the Patreon, even just to see what we have to offer over there. But I'm really trying to make that a very valuable resource for you by providing weekly content around comedy. Sorry, Guinness. Sorry, I've never had my dog in my lap again when I record this. But anyway, get on with your days. Check out the merch. Here Comes Santa Paul shirts now for sale. Also have Hot Breath merch and some Joel Byers merch as well. So, tis the season, y'all. Got Trophy Husband shirts going on over there. Just go check it out. JoelByersComedy.com, HotBreathPodcast.com. It's all linked in the show notes as well. Tis the season. Get your favorite people your gifts from your favorite podcast, which is Hot Breath, right? That's why you're listening to this. So anyway, if you guys have a different approach, Hot Brethren and Sistren, to your holidays, I would love to hear them, and we can share them and discuss them in the private Facebook group. Go to Hot Breath Comedy Network on Facebook. Join it. There's over 200 other listeners from all around the world in there you can connect with. So feel free to check it out. I also post early episodes on the Patreon as well, if that gives you a little tickle in your stockings there. Anyway, so let's get out of here. I said it's a Tight 5 podcast. This is now running on 10 minutes. So you know what to do, Hot Brother and Sistren. Let the funny come to you this Thanksgiving season. We'll be off next week because I'll be traveling, but the following week, we have got a doozy of an interview, all right? It's actually with Noah Garden Schwartz, the comedian I referenced earlier. I first interviewed him when he was on Last Comic Standing, and since then, he's been on Conan, James Corden. He's a writer on Mrs. Maisel. So much good information in that one. So definitely stay tuned. But in the meantime, just keep sharing, keep listening, and keep learning, and keep grinding, kids. And shout out to J Live Overdrive again, Birmingham comic, who joined the headliner level of the Patreon. It's just so fun to see this community grow. I really do love y'all and appreciate you. So all that being said, until next Monday, right here on... Oh, and thank you to my wife. I almost forgot to thank her at the end of this episode, as I do all of them. Anyway, okay. Right here on Hot Breath. Hot Breath. This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.